Washing chicken or other poultry before cooking could do more harm than good, according to new research by the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service. Chicken thighs were spiked with a non-toxic substance that was a substitute for bacteria, and then people were observed as they washed chicken in a kitchen. Janice Lopez-Munoz of the USDA says cross-contamination was widespread on nearby surfaces, nearby food, and on the hands.
For example, 76% of those participants didn't attempt to clean and sanitize the sink immediately following chicken washing or rinsing. Hand washing was something that we observed. Hand washing was not attempted 75% of the time it was required to prevent that cross-contamination. And 99% of those attempts did not contain all the steps of correct hand washing. So what we want to say and repeat again, it's like, do not watch poultry, do not watch any meat poultry. That does increase the risk of cross-contamination in your kitchen, and it doesn't do any, it's not a safety step. So it's important for people to know that science comes, you know, with these recommendations.
So is it safe to eat chicken or eat meat that hasn't been washed?
Yes, it's safe as long as you cook it and to the right temperatures. For example, using the foot thermometer. So a foot thermometer should be something that you should have in your kitchen as part of your routines while cooking at home. If you're talking about kitchen chicken, we would recommend to reach at least a safe internal temperature measured by the foot thermometer of 165 Fahrenheit. If you want to cook some beef, pork, lamb, veal, that steaks, roasts, chops, on those type of cuts of meats, it's safe to eat at 145 Fahrenheit, waiting 3 minutes after cut and eat. So yes, as long as you properly cook the food, follow the steps that we recommend, which is clean, separate, cook, and chill, you're definitely good to go.
Tell us a little bit about this bacteria that comes from the chicken and contaminates the kitchen area. What is it, and how dangerous can it be to a person?
It will be contaminated and could lead to foodborne illness, and that's what we don't want. That's why we are providing all this information so people change behaviors, make this a practice not to wash poultry in the kitchens, because you can contaminate other ready-to-eat foods or, like you mentioned, your hands, other veggies that you're washing in your sink. And those are the ready-to-eat foods, like the salad, for example, you're not going to cook. So you're not going to put heat there that can kill any bacteria. You're going to eat it right after you, like, prepare it. So that could be a risk.
And what about hand washing? This is something we should do a lot, not just when we're preparing meals. How important is it to wash your hands on a regular basis, and especially before preparing meals?
Yes, exactly. Hand washing is like a very, very important step. CDC recommends that you wet your hands, lather with soap, scrub at least 20 seconds, wash, and then dry with a clean one-use towel. So those steps are really important frequently after many, many situations in the kitchen, especially after touching or handling any raw meat and poultry.
Janice Lopez-Munoz is with the Food Safety and Inspection Service at the U.S. Department of Agriculture.